Imagine attempting to grow a high-value crop in the middle of one of America's largest cities. That's exactly what happens here. The story of farms among freeways is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
For more than 75 years, the VA Home Loan Benefit has helped millions of eligible veterans and service members achieve their piece of the American dream, a home for their families. Did you know that you could purchase a home or refinance your current home loan with your VA Home Loan Benefit? VA Home Loans have lower closing costs and generally enjoy lower interest rates than other borrowers. The VA Home Loan may save you thousands of dollars on your mortgage. For more information, visit www.va.gov or talk to a lender of your choice. Choose VA.
When most U.S. farmers are winding down their growing season, Florida's strawberry growers are just getting started.
The soil is typically tilled and prepared in September, so we're fighting the late hurricane season. Then they plant, the transplants are bare-rooted and transplanted here in October, hand-done, plant by plant. Generally, it's about Thanksgiving or so before they start harvest.
Ted Campbell shares the story from the farms near Plant City, Florida. He says these fields will continue to produce fruit into March and April. In some cases, strawberry harvest appears to take place among suburban homes.
We have urban encroachment, the proximity to Tampa. Hillsborough County, people think of the big city of Tampa, not as an agricultural hub, and we've got a $350 million crop of strawberries right here. We're 40% of the agricultural income of one of the biggest ag counties in Florida, and it grows on 4% of the land. So we're a high-density, high-value crop interspersed among homes.
Weather, labor, and water are all challenges for strawberry growers. However, with so many residents in Hillsborough County that have built homes around these fields over the past century, strawberry growers have a new challenge.
I think the disconnect between urban residents and farm production is getting wider every year, that people in metropolitan America don't understand where food comes from. We do a lot of outreach to children, trying to educate third graders, particularly in this area, about all agricultural development in the state.
However, strawberry producers are doing a good job of engaging the public, and despite the challenges, the crop continues to turn a profit for many of these century-old farms. Traveling the countryside in Plant City, Florida, I'm Andrew McCray.